You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. More states are issuing shelter-in-place orders, the stimulus bill is becoming more contentious, and the Tokyo Olympics are in trouble. Here's what you need to know. First, what is a shelter-in-place order and where are they happening? Yesterday, Ohio, Louisiana, and Delaware issued shelter-in-place orders. Michigan is expected to join today. What exactly can you do under one of these mandates? It's not quite a lockdown, but there are important rules and regulations to know about. Second, the Senate failed to advance a coronavirus stimulus package. Yesterday, the Senate failed to pass its stimulus bill. Many Democrats took issue with the $500 billion for corporations, insufficient funds for state aid, and the lack of protections for those facing eviction. The two sides seem close to a deal, though, and there is widespread belief one will get done soon. Third, pressure is mounting on Tokyo to make a decision about the Olympics. Today, Australia and Canada said they won't send athletes to this summer's Olympics. The IOC has yet to make an official decision about postponement. But now that major participants have pulled out, postponement or even cancellation seems inevitable. Fourth, there are dangers in relying on philanthropists during pandemics. So far, the federal government has failed to provide citizens with adequate testing and other necessary protections against coronavirus. Billionaires like Jack Ma and Bill Gates are stepping in to help, but can we really depend on rich philanthropists to save us? And finally, here's your daily distraction. This past Saturday, DJ D Nice made it actually feel like a weekend with a 9-hour Instagram live DJ set that drew tens of thousands of viewers and celebrities from all over the globe. Log into Instagram, strap on your dancing shoes, and dance the anxiety away in your pajamas. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.